Welcome to the Qual Home Podcast, where everything concerning the home inspection industry in Alaska is discussed. Information is gathered from all industries to assist in educating homeowners, real estate professionals, related professions, as well as other inspectors. Now welcome your host, Kevin Jones, with Quality Home Inspection. Today, I want to give you some tips and advice on getting your home ready for inspection and what to expect. Okay, so you have a buyer and they've scheduled an inspection of your home. Questions are flying into your head, along with some concerns. So, you know, you're thinking, what do I need to do? Is the inspector going to nitpick? I hope the deal does not fall apart. Well, don't worry, because the following information will help you prepare and understand what's about to take place. Contrary to popular belief, an inspector would love nothing better than to come to your home, find nothing wrong, and not have to be riding for another hour or two back at the office. Although that very seldom happens. Even my own home would come up with a list if another inspector went through it. We all learn to live with things, and we put them in the back of our head for future corrections, and we just don't worry about it. The majority of items discovered during inspection are easily corrected. Some are the result of changes in the local building enforcement regulations, and other defects just include things that only a trained professional would recognize. So don't feel bad if there's a few things indicated on the inspection report. We know you don't neglect your home. Now understand, the inspector will probably spend 2 to 3 hours at your home with the buyer, going over everything. A lot of that time is spent educating the buyer as to how the home systems work. So plan on being away from the home for a few hours to allow them some uninterrupted time together. As inspectors, we are very aware that it is your home, and we will take every step possible to leave it in the same condition as when we arrived. Sometimes we leave it better. I have tightened loose doorknobs and hinges on several occasions as a courtesy. Now, you can help make the inspection day smoother by taking a few simple steps. First, make sure nothing is in the way of the mechanical equipment, the furnace, the boiler, water heater. The inspector's going to need to go through those systems, and he'll need to make sure he has space to get to them. Access should be clear in front of electrical panels to allow the inspector to walk up and remove the cover for inspection. If you have a crawl space, usually in a closet, make sure to remove any items you have stored over the area to allow entry. And the same is true for the attic access if you have one. Set aside stored items and clothing for clear access. Even when taking the utmost care while opening an attic access, it never fails that some amount of insulation falls out. Now, the inspector does not want to get anything on your clothing or possessions. Inspectors do try to clean up after themselves, and typically, you will not be able to tell they were there. Keep the garage roll-up door clear to allow operation and testing. I had an inspection where a box spring, mattress, and headboard were leaning on the door. I decided to hold them up while my client tested the button for me. When the door was up about two-thirds the height of the mattress, I heard a loud crash, and it was that old familiar sound of breaking glass. Between the mattress and door, what I failed to see was a 200-year-old, 3/8-inch thick antique mirror. That inspection cost me more than my fee, much more. So please keep the door clear. Any areas or systems that are blocked typically end up being reported as not tested, and that requires a second visit for some further review. And that's just an added cost and time. So installed appliances are usually operated to make sure they work, but personal appliances are excluded. So if you have any dirty dishes, load them up, have the soap in, and they can clean while we inspect. If anything is not working in the home that you do not want the inspector to touch, just leave a note on the door or the kitchen counter. We are very good at following written directives, and we don't want to turn on a faucet that leaks if you already know about it. If your pets, if you have them, make sure you kennel or secure them to keep everyone safe and to keep escape artists from getting out. I spent 45 minutes coercing a fun-loving dog back to a home before. It cost me my bag lunch. And speaking of pets, don't forget to remove the pet waste from the yard before the inspector arrives. Courtesy goes a long way. But possibly my favorite reminder is, turn off the alarm system until we are done. I'm not getting any younger, and nor is my heart. In today's world, security is a big issue, and it's not uncommon to find security cameras outside, on the doorbell, and even inside. It can make buyers a little uncomfortable when they think they're being watched all the time. So if you can, on interior cameras, if they could be turned off or turned around during inspection, it sure is easier. If you're uncomfortable with that, I understand, so consider having your realtor present on your behalf. After the inspection is complete, it usually takes 24 hours to generate the report, and the client will need some time to review the report before they get back with you for any repair request. If you're working with realtors, they'll assist you on making those repair agreements. Now, the bottom line is an inspection is meant to educate the client on the current condition of the home, as well as actions that they can take to maintain and preserve the largest investment most will ever make in their lifetime. As an inspector, I am not there to tell the client what to ask for. That's between you, them, and your realtors. The only one who can typically require repairs is the local building official or the lender if it is a condition that is subject to meeting the appraisal value. So don't beat up the inspector too bad. Now, if you don't understand something in the report or you need clarification, it's perfectly fine to call the inspector and ask for additional information as needed. Most will take the time to help with the process. We know it's not easy. Just don't expect the inspector to tell you how to repair something. Leave that to the professionals in the trades. Now, I hope this helps you understand the inspection process better, and sincerely, I wish you the best on the sale of your home. Thanks for listening. Until next time, remember, it's not just a house, it's a home. This was Kevin Jones, and I thank you for listening. Take care.